Hey y'all, welcome to the Life After Hurt podcast, the post breakup with yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know I've been MIA for a couple of weeks, but I've just been spending time resting and enjoying a little bit of relaxation. Today's episode number 23, is entitled Persuasion. In my book, The Post Breakup, I share a story about how Case tries to persuade Journey's sister with getting back with her. He has this elaborate conversation with Strength, letting her know that he still loves Journey and that he wants to be with her. And although Journey and Case relationship had ended, he still was trying to persuade Journey to be with him again. Ladies, have you ever ended a relationship and the person that you were once with wanted to get back with you? And after you made that decision, you begin to have some doubts about whether you made the right decision, and you were romanticizing the relationship that you once had with your ex. I know, I have been there before, trust me. If you are in a mental space where you are considering going back to your ex and you are just wondering if you made the right decision or not, I want to share with you three reminders of why you made the right decision. The first reminder I want to share with you is, when people show you who they are, believe them. And that quote is by Maya Angelou. What you experienced was real and it was not fake. That heartache, that breakup, that hurt was a real thing that you experienced. So you are not going crazy with what you saw, what you experienced, and what you felt when you were in that relationship. And you trusted the God voice on the inside of you. And that was God talking to you as well. And him showing you what you were feeling and what you saw was valid. So when you saw those traits, that was God also showing you those traits as well. So when people show you who they are, believe them. The second reminder on why you made the right decision is because you truly value and care for yourself as well as your future. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit when we should. And although we may enter relationships without knowing the full story of what this person will be, we have to give ourselves credit for making the right decision, for not staying there, for not staying stuck, for not tolerating the behavior, and for leaving when we were supposed to. So celebrate yourself for that and give yourself much more credit. And the third reminder that you've made the right decision is because you know that God has something greater and better in store for you. In a world where there are 7 billion people, God is going to give you someone who is going to love, cherish, and respect you the first time around. The man that God has for you isn't going to have to run around and have conversations with your family members, with your friends, with your coworkers about how he messed up and how he really should have cherished you the first time. You are not going to have to experience that, sis. So when you think about what your previous experiences have been in the past, just know the first time around, he is going to get it right. He's going to cherish you. He's going to love you. And he's going to respect you. And do you know why he's going to do that? He's going to do that because he does not want to lose you. He knows you are an amazing, beautiful woman and that you are an asset to his life. And he's not going to do anything to risk him losing you. And today's episode affirmation is these three words: don't go back. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to you guys tuning in next week. And remember that God is proud of you. Peace.